Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday evening, everybody. Jimmy K, Terry Barr here on Max Inc. Radio. All over the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. All over, including Wausau, Wisconsin, WXCO. 98.9 Bull Falls Radio, and over in the Shaw, 101 FM, the Shaw and AM 540 WAUK. Terry, let's say hello to our next guest.
And what are we listening to right now?
It's the Monster Mash.
Monster Mash. That feels like a good segue to welcome our guests from the movie A Time to Die. We have the director, Bob Love.
Hey.
And one of the superstar rock stars of this film, Christina Bryan. You guys, thanks for coming in to talk about this.
Of course. I like that introduction.
Oh, yeah.
You got a little dramatic there, too.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Well, we need to talk about this movie because I cannot wait for it to come out. I cannot wait for people to see it. But first of all, I guess if you have to describe A Time to Die, what is this, Bob?
It is a horror comedy, and I know it's kind of like Evil Dead, that kind of thing, but it's about a female soldier, played by Christina, who comes from the future to the present day, and basically it's her job to stop a zombie apocalypse from happening.
Wow. Okay, so Christina, again, this is like a real deal. You had to audition. Mm-hmm. You got the part. What did you think about playing this?
I was a little overwhelmed because this is my first film. Most of my acting experience is on stage. So I was going into it bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and I was like, okay, who's the dude who has the thing that says action?
What was that transition like for you, going from stage to shooting film?
I think it's way easier than the other way around. Because everything has to be so much bigger on stage. So it was just like, hey, do what you do, but do it less.
Do you get to kill people?
Well,
or can you not say?
Can I say?
Yeah, go ahead.
Say. Oh, yeah, I kill tons of people.
She even kills her dad towards the end.
Not like character dad, like my real life dad.
Her real dad came in and she punches him through the chest.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Now, Bob, where did this idea for this kind of film come from? Now that we've heard a little bit about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it started as a short film that we did 2 years ago. I wanted to do a short film, and I had the actors available, so we spent 2 weekends and we shot it, and it was about two women who get kidnapped by this evil scientist, and he wants to turn them into super soldiers. But halfway through, the experiment gets interrupted, and so they're not fully super soldiers. They're strong, but he doesn't control them. And so we sent that around to film festivals. It had a good response, and I thought, you know what? I'd really like to do a feature of this. And here we are.
Here we are.
Before Time to Die, what other films have you worked on, Bob?
Okay, so I've done Dead of the Night. That was my other feature. I've done, Dead of the Night. That was another horror comedy.
I was going to say it's got to be.
Yeah, that's kind of where, that's my sweet spot there. Okay, my zone. And then I've done The Plan. That was about this guy who gets kidnapped, and it's like a video game where he just progresses through and meets bigger and bigger and badder fights, and at the end he's just fighting this huge guy. Takes a sledgehammer to his head. You know, got to be big with it.
You know, Bob, for the first time ever, I'm going to say I'm very happy to be in the broadcast room here. Not in the same...
Thanks! They're right here with me, which is just fine.
You're safe. I mean, Terry shot a scene with us, and she was safe. She was awesome.
Mm-hmm. So Terry did not die, is what you're saying.
No, she's
no,
one
he
of the
didn't
few
say
people.
That.
One of the few.
Oh, he's giving it away now.
Oh, yeah.
I told Jimmy K, I'm not telling you.
Oh, mm-mm. Okay. Maybe she dies.
Oh,
maybe. Okay. We'll fix it in editing.
There you go. No, Christina, get this. Okay. What is it? 72 individual shoots, 14 months to complete it.
Wow.
Had a $15,000 budget, but half of it came from Kickstarter. That's pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. 103 people connected to this project, and all of those people are volunteers, which is incredible. What did it mean to you to be involved?
It was amazing. It was so wonderful to get to work with a bunch of extremely talented local artists, and everyone was there because we wanted to be, you know? So there was just always a sense of joy on the project and teamwork.
I know, isn't it weird? There's blood everywhere, but there's joy.
So right. Much joy.
I love the fact. I love the fact this is local too. Local,
isn't that cool?
It's being locally made here, mm-hmm. and local people in the film. Talk about who else is in the film.
Well, we actually got some local celebrities. We've got Carlos Tucker. He's one of our main characters, and
that weatherman.
He was a TV weatherman for NBC 15. We've got Kyle Henderson. He was
Kyle.
Oh, awesome guy.
Yes.
I need to work with him some more. He is so good. But just to explain who he is,
yes.
He was in the 80s band The Producers, and those dudes were huge.
What
they were on MTV.
He got that I ain't got.
And it was just on a lark. We got in touch on Facebook, and
nice.
He goes, "Yeah, I'll come in." And he did some stuff. And like a lot of people, you throw him in front of a camera, and it takes him a little bit to warm up.
Not him.
Oh no,
oh,
he
I
was
can
boom.
See it.
He was all in right away. So we got Kyle, and then we got Ty Christian of the metal band Lords of the Trident.
Friends of the show here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was so much fun to work with.
Ty is one of the most talented people we know.
Yes.
Yes. I think it's safe to say he dies.
Oh,
hopefully he was in a ball of fire.
No, he gets stabbed in the stomach and then the knife goes up and it's very gory.
And I bet he loved it.
He had so much fun with it. Yeah, we had a nice little prosthetic on him and the blood. And
Ty probably died with honor, though.
Oh, yes. He was very brave.
Oh, good.
He faced it well, like a Klingon. He was very brave. And then I'm going to drop another name, Terry Barr. Okay, yeah, watch your toes.
Hello, everyone. Yes.
She, it was so much fun. I figured.
You're sweet.
You are awesome.
Thanks.
See, this proves I only work with the best people.
Oh, good grief.
You know, I was lucky to start off with Christina and all the way through.
So,
yeah.
Yes,
and
you
I'm
go.
Looking at you, Terry.
But she came in, we're shooting, and I figure, well, you know, it's just a few lines. What can go wrong? And she's supposed to be a TV reporter. Little did I know, she actually is a TV reporter, and she drops right into the groove. It's like, all right, I can believe this.
That was fun. Thank you for asking me.
And then we're going to get Rocker to do some lines. He's going to be a guard over a phone. We're going to get him in there.
He's going to want to do it in Darth Vader's voice.
Ooh,
just be
awesome.
Aware.
All right, bring it.
Okay.
I love that.
Wow. And Christina, you guys shot all over the place, all over Madison, which is super cool, but I'm sure you had to deal with some weather here and there.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
We dealt with hot heat and mosquitoes, and we dealt with a cold, unheated warehouse in the winter. I bought myself a big old pack of those heat packs that you shake.
Yes.
And I would bring them to every shoot day and just pass them out. And I'd be like, here, like a mother. Like, you need one.
That's a good way to make new friends, too.
Well, and she had to wear zombie makeup through
most of
the movie. She's in zombie makeup. So in the heat, in the cold.
Oof, that's rough.
And she was doing her own makeup.
Oh, wow, girl,
That's that theater background. It's what we do.
Oh, wow.
Get a couple more Kickstarter donors. You could have a makeup artist for you. So.
Oh, yeah.
We did for a couple of shoots. There was one where I have burns on me.
Yes. Well, that was Steph Quinnell, one of the actors.
That was fully Steph, wasn't it?
That was Steph.
What did Anna do?
Anna came in and...
Because she was a makeup artist.
She was a makeup artist. Yeah. She did some prosthetics on a couple different people. Like one guy had a pen jammed in his forehead.
Oh,
we have some really imaginative deaths.
Wow.
Okay.
I bet it's fun at Christmas at your house.
Oh, man.
Halloween.
Yeah, right.
There's a party coming up. It's not the reveal of the film yet. You are still working on that.
Yes.
Okay. Any guesstimate on when that might be coming out? And are we going to have a party for that too?
Oh, we are going to have such a party.
Okay.
Yes. We're going to have a premiere and it is going to be a great time. We're going to have a theater around here. We're going to fill it full of people and they are all going to be amazed at how awesome Christina is.
Oh, good. But we could get some sneak peeks coming up. Tell me about this, you guys.
So we have a wrap party, and it's not just for the cast and crew. It's for everybody to come in and see how awesome all the great people I'm getting to work with. It's this Saturday night at 7:30 at Funk's Pub in Fitchburg.
And you're going to show off maybe little clips and just little teasers, and then just have a ton of fun.
Oh yeah, we'll show some scenes. We're going to show some outtakes. Believe it or not, Christina made one or two mistakes.
What?
I know.
Bob, what? Don't tell them.
And you didn't know he kept that, did you?
Oh, I knew he would.
People are going to love it.
And the outtakes are going to be great.
And there will be no swearing in any of them.
Oh.
Oh.
Perfect.
You wouldn't believe it. But then we're going to show off the movie poster, which the cast was fantastic. They came in, and we got to work with Ron Lutz. He came in and did photography for us, and the poster just looks, I can't swear, but it looks really good. And then we're going to do karaoke, and Christina and I are going to do either some Spice Girls or some Taylor Swift.
Yeah, we're thinking about it.
Oh my God,
this sounds so much fun.
I'm talking with her agent.
Yes. Oh, yes. Good luck.
The movie is called Time to Die, Bob and Christina, and a whole cast of local people. I'm really excited that Ty from Lords of the Trident is part of this.
And one of the songs from Lords will also be in the movie.
Folks, congratulations.
Yeah.
And good luck.
Thank you very much.
It's so awesome to hear this. So one more time, the next date where people come see you, Bob.
The next date is Saturday, October 15th. That's this coming Saturday, and it's at Funk's Pub in Fitchburg, 7:30.
There it is.
Go have fun.
Yes, so much fun. And kill somebody, for God's sake. It's so much fun.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us on.
Oh, our pleasure.
Hey, I've got some new music that I want to play from a band from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Ah. And it kind of ties in with what we're talking about here. The band is called Rat Bat Spider, and they're kind of a horror metal type of band.
Whoa.
It's really cool. Let's check it out right now. This is their brand new song, We Are the Horror, Rat Bat Spider on Max Inc. Radio.